You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry. This week, Art and Soul is about the area visual arts scene. So we're joined by the chair of the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs and director of Culture Source, Omari Rush. Hi, Omari. Happy New Year.
Happy 2020, Lisa.
2020. And our guest today is the director of the Penny Stamp Speakers Series, Christina Hamilton. Hi, Christina.
Hello.
We're so lucky to have Christina in town and the Penny Stamp Speaker Series here because we just get this fresh annual quarterly infusion of ideas from really around the world.
Yeah, we definitely are, you know, looking at ideas and artists and people coming in globally. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about a great season we've got ahead.
So January 16th.
January 16th.
January 16th.
Next week, a week away, Thursday, because our whole regular program is on Thursdays. We're going to open with Oscar Eustace. Oscar Eustace is currently the director of the Public Theater in New York City. Most folks who may not know his name likely know productions that he's been involved with because he was the producer of Hamilton and Fun Home and Sweat. And actually, he commissioned and directed before he was at the Public Theater, Angels in America, the famous Kushner show. So folks have certainly run into work that he's been involved with. He's an amazing individual with a long story career, and he is now running the Public Theater in New York, and he's going to give us a talk about theater and democracy.
And then we have Cullen Washington Jr. coming in. Tell us about that.
Cullen Washington Jr. is coming in, and this is a partnership that we have with UMA, or the Museum of Art at the University of Michigan, where Cullen will also be having an opening of an exhibition. His work is really looking at humanity, and this specific work that he's going to be opening at the museum is based on agoras, or, you know, the forum, forums for public discourse and social ideas. And there will actually be an interactive part of this installation at UMA, which I'm sure he'll get us all up to speed with how to go and interact with that at his January 23rd event.
Solid. And that's as part of the MLK, Martin Luther King Jr. celebration at the University of Michigan?
It is absolutely part of the MLK. It's that part of that week and part of the symposium going on at U of M.
Christina always finds the most unique and interesting people to come as part of the Penny Stamp Speakers Series. And now you're incorporating Michigan's Supreme Court Chief Justice. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this event on January 30th, I have to say, is one of the events that I'm really the most excited about this season. It's bringing together a really sort of interesting group of people. Chief Justice Bridget McCormack, currently the Chief Justice of our Supreme Court in Michigan, and Len Niehoff, who is a lawyer, and he's also on faculty at U of M at the law school, and John DeLancey, who, if folks don't know John DeLancey by name, they certainly would know him from Star Trek Next Generation. He played the character of Q. And his, you know, his face is epically recognizable. Now, the reason the reason we've invited him to join this group is not because of him and his Star Trek legend, but because he is also well known and awarded for playing Clarence Darrow. Another Michigan person, Clarence Darrow, and he is the only recipient of the Clarence Darrow Award. And these three people are going to be coming together to talk about our courts and how they operate, but also about how theater enters the courtroom and how the courtroom enters theater. And therein lies John DeLancey's part in it.
And that's taking place January 30th?
That's January 30th. That's also going to be a big kickoff for we have a big project that we're doing, the Witt Residency artist that's coming in for this year. And she is building a courtroom, which will become another interactive space. And this event here is going to be to kick that off.
At UMA courtroom.
That will also be at UMA in the Sten Gallery. A proper courtroom will be built out. And folks can interact with that, too.
It's so great this, like, is it theater? Is it visual art, performance art, people playing with forms, and also people, again, just trying to find ways to say important things about the world that we live in, the lives that we want to lead through art?
This event on January 30th should be very interesting.
Thanks, Christina.
Well, thanks for having me and helping to spread the word. You know, we are always at the Michigan Theater on Thursdays. We're free for the public, so folks can just saunter into the Michigan Theater without paying a dime. You know, we're in the big theater where it's open seating. There's no ticketing. You can just show up and find a seat. Even if you're late, come on in.
5:10 p.m.
5:10 p.m. Michigan Theater every Thursday. We do have some special events that are not on Thursdays and not at the Michigan, but come to any one of these Thursdays in January, pick up a calendar, and find out more.
We'll put links to it on our webpage as
Excellent.
Well.
Excellent. Thank you.
Hear more. Thank you, Christina. And Omari, what else going on?
Well, you know, the Ann Arbor Arts Center kicks off this January with a series of art classes. You know, it's an opportunity for people to get their either hands dirty or to get stuff off of their hands and onto paper by making things themselves with some fantastic guidance by local artists, teaching artists. Classes in clay, drawing, digital art. They start throughout January and February so people can take a look online and see what kind of sparks their creativity and hop right in.
If you wanted to express yourself, if that was part of your New Year's resolutions, here's your opportunity, right?
Here's your opportunity.
Big event coming up too, Artini. You can't forget that.
Oh, yes. And, you know, this is just a shout out. I mean, Artini is February 21st, but tickets go on sale to the public January 10. They will sell out. I don't want to put pressure on the Arts Center, but they will sell out like almost immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's such a fun event. Lisa, you were a judge one year?
I didn't make it. As they asked me to be a judge, and then I didn't make it.
Or do you just not remember? That?
Moving on, Concordia University has an interesting exhibition coming up.
Yes, the Kreff Center Gallery at Concordia University has an exhibition called The Stranger in Heaven by artist Dong-kyu Kim. It features this kind of art form, Jokokbo, which is, I think, like patchwork art where fabric is being stitched together to make something bigger and something new. Instead of it being fabric, though, it's going to be receipts and tickets, you know, paper art.
I have a pile of those at home. I didn't know that was art.
There we go. Well, in this case, it's going to be a commentary on capitalism and, you know, commerce.
I don't have a pile of them.
Anyway, I encourage people, that's going to open up January 28 and run through February 23. The gallery is open Tuesdays through Fridays, 12 to 4. So make it part of your, like, lunch hour or, you know, as you're, like, coming home early or going through that roundabout, just pop in.
And Omari Rush, we appreciate your connections to the National Endowment for the Arts, and there's some opportunities involving that coming up.
Well, the National Endowment for the Arts is such a wonderful and accessible government agency that really believes in the power of the arts to improve lives and improve communities. And so they have a grant program, Grants for Arts Projects, that has an open call for proposals twice a year. The first one is coming up this January, and I encourage everybody, you know, if you have an idea for public art, a theater piece, you know, you want to teach art classes, I mean, just, again, it's just like Grants for Arts Projects. Go online and check it out. We'll put information on the website. The first deadline is going to be around January 22nd, so get on it. Start thinking about how you might articulate your proposal, and we'll wish you luck.
Well, thank you for that. Omari Rush is the chair of the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs, director of Culture Source. Christina Hamilton from the Penny Stamp Speaker Series. Thanks so much to both of you for joining us for this edition of Art and Soul, the Visual Arts.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.